This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A 29-year-old woman and her husband discovered that their preborn child was suffering some anomalies, so they traveled to the clinic of Leroy Carhart near Washington, D.C. 4 days later, both mother and child were dead. Family members told the hospital that abortionist Dr. Carhart failed to respond to their emergency phone calls. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue said the avoidable death of this young woman dramatically illustrates the dangers of third trimester abortions done outside the safety of obstetrical standards. The mother was a kindergarten teacher from New York State. Details are at lifenews.com. Major media outlets are avoiding not only the tragic details of the story, but the apparently dangerous practice of late-term abortions. Despite offering a news conference in the Washington, D.C. area detailing the situation, only one newspaper sent a reporter to get the news. There was no Washington Post, Baltimore Sun, no coverage from the networks or AP. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. From the state first to legalize abortion in the U.S. comes news that activists may be turning the tide. While one bill lingers near death in Washington state that would force all maternity health care coverage plans to also pay for abortion, another bill requiring parental notification before abortion is bringing large pro-life crowds to the state capitol in Olympia in support of the pro-life measure. This has been Life News Radio.